Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
The classic car industry today is very big business. In the UK, for example, it contributes around £4 billion a year to the UK economy. In Australia, the collector car industry is no different and has grown to similar levels, a significant employer through a number of restoration shops and allied industries around the country, and it's very big business. Enthusiasts spending many thousands of dollars on their prize collector models. But the industry is impeded in growth in many ways, caught up by the implications of the luxury car tax, a hefty 33% tax that stops the import of many historic cars. Australia has long been a happy hunting ground for collector cars, but sadly it's a one-way street. A group of enthusiasts has now formed the Australian Historic Vehicle Interest Group to lobby the government to eliminate luxury car tax on vehicles more than 30 years old. The group's research has found that imports of cars over 30 years old has produced just $1.1 million annually in tax in the last 10 years. The luxury car tax, originally introduced to protect jobs in a now defunct local car industry, is now in fact costing many Australian jobs. The deletion of LCT on these cars would see a big lift in classic car imports, more especially for restoration, which would reap far more in GST than the annual loss of $1.1 million. Scott Morrison, where are you? This is a real job creator. I'm David Berthon.